The deal was signed in presence of Sudan President Omar al-Bashir, Uganda President Yoweri Museveni, Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta, and Djibouti President Ismail Omar. Shortly after the signing of the documents, streets of Juba City were sent into celebrations. Youth on motorbikes honked their horns, others beat drums and danced, and others still made alarms and shouted chants of peace. The same jubilations happened in smaller towns of South Sudan too. Interit, ceasefire and power-sharing agreement is still the talk of the town. I spoke with residents and many shared their opinions.
According to my opinion, I don't want that if it's signed, then those leaders will be still outside the country. So let them implement this immediately.
Let them come, address all Sudan on that day, but not restricting people when somebody like Ibriaki is going to come. They should not restrict people to go and receive. Those who are Potofa, let them go and listen to.
Let them apologize to anything they have done. You know, let them really start recognizing what they have done, and also to those who are victims.
South Sudan President Kiir, rebel leader Riek Machar, and other opposition groups signed the peace accord to try to end a nearly five-year war which has left millions displaced and tens of thousands killed. Upon arrival at Juba International Airport on Monday, Salva Kiir was given a hero's welcome. The airport was covered by ululations and chants for peace that praised him as he disembarked the aircraft. Speaking in both Juba Arabic and English, he boasted,
"Ana Gudulom, we will forgive you for all the atrocities that you have committed. Anafiku menukulu, de kalambitai, umbare. Enu kalal, manet kalambil hajad alfat. Weidkum taalu juwa. Alayna bitai algan chakali nagda, anama jiptu. Lanu lisa shakalin fi tertibad aminia. Wukul hajad alisa ma kamaluda. This is what they are doing. They are supposed to complete it within very few weeks and then they will join us here. That will be the time we will celebrate in a bigger way."
He thinks he has brought back home something tangible this time and urges citizens to warm up for celebrations for peace. The encouraging gesture of signing a deal gives some South Sudanese people a new hope. Some citizens have quickly made their judgments, and they think finally the war is over. But as many celebrated, a middle-aged Matthew says time for celebration is still far away. He thinks huge challenges are still ahead. Torit resident Matthew says development is needed. He wants to see roads constructed as well as other basic amenities in his area. He says there are so many armed groups that need to be brought under one umbrella, something he believes may not happen easily and quickly. About celebrating, Matthew says he is reserved rather. But amid skepticisms, time will be the only test of the deal, whether it will hold or collapse. Several deals of the same kind have been violated in the past. But if it holds, then warring parties are expected to continue discussions on security arrangements as well as details on how to implement those modalities. This comes months before signing a final peace agreement. Lillian Ochoa, Cross Border Network, Torit in South Sudan.